From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian rebels and aid workers are accusing Damascus of using toxic gases in rebel-held Idlib province, a charge denied by the government. Syria has leveled the same charge against the opposition. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is looking into the reports.
I'm not in a position to confirm the veracity of them. Obviously, we're looking into it as best we can with partners in the region. And certainly, if it's true, and again, I'm not saying it is, but if it's true, it would be extremely serious.
He said such attacks not only violate the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention. Meanwhile, government-allied forces backed by Russian warplanes pounded rebel positions in an effort to blunt a rebel offensive in the city of Aleppo. South African voters go to the polls Wednesday in municipal elections that are seen as a referendum on the 20-year rule of the African National Congress and the tenure of President Jacob Zuma, who's been dogged by allegations of corruption. Opinion polls suggest a tight race for control of local governments in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and perhaps Port Elizabeth. Steve Friedman is a South African political analyst.
The reason there is great excitement among some people at these elections is that there is a chance that the African National Congress will lose its majority in some of the major cities. In other words, that it'll go below 50% and perhaps even in one case no longer be the biggest party.
Mr. Zuma survived an impeachment vote in April after ignoring a court order to repay some state funds used for security upgrades at his private home. This is VOA News. North Korea launched two medium-range ballistic missiles Wednesday. The U.S. Strategic Command said one exploded shortly after liftoff, but the second traveled to or near Japanese waters in the Sea of Japan. Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangaron suggests this was in response to the recent South Korean deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system.
We've noticed a consistent pattern under Kim Jong-un that North Korea takes and conducts both missile tests for the purpose of advancing its missile programs, but also now is a form of response to actions taken by the international community.
Wednesday's launches, in defiance of UN Security Council resolutions, was condemned by Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who called it a grave threat to his country's security. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday restated that the failed coup attempt of last month was plotted outside his country. Speaking Tuesday in Ankara, Mr. Erdogan asked whether the West supports terrorism or not. Does the West take sides with democracy or coups or terrorism, he says. Unfortunately, the West, he said, supports terrorism and takes sides in coups. Turkey has demanded the extradition of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was in exile in the U.S., accusing him of being behind the failed July 15th coup. Gulen has denied any involvement in the attempted coup. The U.S. military launched more strikes against Islamic State targets in Libya Tuesday around the IS stronghold of Sirte in support of forces affiliated with the UN-backed Government of National Accord. President Obama said the IS group must be defeated.
It is in America's national security interests in our fight against ISIL to make sure that they're able to finish the job. And so we're working in partnership with them to assure that ISIL does not get a stronghold in Libya, even as Libya begins what is going to be a long process to establish a functioning government and security system there.
At the same time, the Pentagon said U.S. warplanes carried out two counterterrorism strikes targeting al-Qaeda fighters in Yemen last month. U.S. Central Command said seven militants were killed. Separately, a car bomb in Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, Tuesday, targeting soldiers loyal to the internationally recognized government, killed at least 22, wounded more than 20. A Chinese rights activist has been convicted of subverting state power. Hu Shugen was jailed for 7.5 years Wednesday. He is the second person put on trial as a result of last year's so-called 709 crackdown following the detention of dozens of people, including lawyers who took on rights cases. Tokyo's key stock index continued a global sell-off Wednesday. Tuesday, most U.S. and European markets tumbled amid investor concerns over European banks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.